We stay in the Ne'ila of the 3 weeks. And this is very, very special time. One of the special time in the year. When we look on the 3 weeks and one end, and the other circle, what we start soon, from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, we find something very interesting about the circle between Elul to Yom Kippur. We're going step by step, up and up. We start with the David Hashem Ori Ve'ishi. We continue with Tkiat Shofar, Slichot of Elul, Rosh Hashanah, obviously, days between Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, Ne'ilah. We feel we build in ourselves to other stage. And the feeling in the end of Yom Kippur is unique and special. In the 3 weeks, what happened is something very interesting. We start Dinei Aveilus from Shivasa Betamuz. We go to the other stage, to the other step, 9 days, Shavua Shechalbo, night of Tisha B'Av, before the fast, we sit on the floor, everyone eat by himself. Night of Tisha B'Av, day of Tisha B'Av, we don't say hello to anyone, etc., etc. But from noon time, something what we don't understand happened. Bet HaMikdash start to burn Tisha B'Av afternoon. In Tisha B'Av afternoon, everyone of us need to sit on the floor with ashes, not to talk to each other, to say kinot with a lot of tears, in a very emotional way. And afternoon, everything come more calm. No more to sit on the floor, we sit on the chair, we put feeling, we feel more comfortable. In normal year, before the fast is over, people sit to each other around the shul, people make plain. What we're going to do in the summer break, I don't understand. How can it happen? This is the time when Beit HaMikdash start to burn, where everything come more easy. The answer is no one in the world believe, including us, Am Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take us across the road and he go to burn his Beit HaMikdash, his house. When this happened, was difficult time, complicated time, but in same time, we really feel en od milvado. HaKadosh Baruch Hu run everything from A to Z. This cannot happen by human being. Is it the moment when this happened, our feeling about our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu come to new stage? What in this stage we don't stay before ever. We feel Shuvah Mi'ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How I know? Where I find this? The Gemara says this black on white. The Gemara come and teach us in Masechet Yuma, when the goy walk into Beis HaMikdash, they really want to know what the Jewish people have in Kodesh HaKodashim. One special man walk in one time here. What is the secret of the Jewish nation? Maybe we can adapt this. Maybe this also can help to us. And they walk in and they're in shock. They see the ark, and above the ark, the angels give hug to each other. They say, what? This what the Jewish people have in the holy place? Is everything is fake. It's terrible. And we say in Megillat Eicha, Kol Mechabdeha is Zilua, everyone would have respect to us and look of us. Now they say everything is fake. And they take the ark with the angels above how they give hug to each other to show to the Jewish people. Comes the Maharsha and ask, okay, this is what the nation ask. This is what they bring them to feel shock. We also in shock. Because we know one of the highlight moment in Pesach Shavuot Besukot, when we move the parochet and everyone can see how the kruvim, the angels above the ark, face to face. This show our relationship between us to Hashem is perfect. When it's back to back, we need to make tshuva. But when we see the kruvim face to face, immediately our excitement and happiness go to other stage. Comes the Maharsha and asks, what can happen when Beit HaMikdash destroyed and everything is burned? The kruvim give hug to each other. Come HaKadosh Baruch Hu say yes. Outside is really very bad, very sad. But inside, Am Yisrael feel in this moment only HaKadosh Baruch Hu save us. Nobody else. Only Hashem. We really feel en on milvadoi. And the tshuva, what we have in our inside is mi'ava. In other hand, this explains to us why Tisha B'Av is Moed. Moed is Tisha B'Av. And what's the pasuk that the Gemara mentioned? Sheneemar kara alai Moed lishbor bachurai. Moed is meantime what the Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed and broke everyone. How we can say Tisha B'Av is Moed? And for this reason we don't say Tachnun in Tisha B'Av? And also Mincha before Tisha B'Av? Yes, is Moed. Because outside is look really very sad, very bad. But inside, we elevate our self to Tshuva Mi'ava. Moreover, in Tisha B'Av, in the morning, we say this morning, Mizmor Letoda. And the Ba'er Heitev come and say, when you say Mizmor Letoda, say this with Nigun, with song. How we can say this about Tisha B'Av? Yes, Tisha B'Av is Moed. In other end, in other way, what we feel in the end of Yom Kippur potentially take place now in the last few hours before Tisha B'Av is over. Tisha B'Av afternoon have inside what we feel in the end of Yom Kippur. The echo, what come out in the end of Yom Kippur, לך אכול בשמחה לחמך ושתה בלב טוב עיניך, go eat and drink, כי כבר רצה אלוקים את מעשיך, הקדוש ברוך הוא accept you, pray your תשובה. We can also get in end of Tisha B'Av in a few hours. This is one of the special time in the year. And to make this more clear, Chazal come and teach us the best 2 days in Jewish calendar through the circle of the year. Best 2 days is Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. Okay? Yom Kippur is clear. Tu B'Av, the Gemara mentioned 6 reasons why it's a special day. Shevet Binyamin come back to Am Yisrael. Shvotim can marry one with each other. We move the roadblocks to we can travel to Beit HaMikdash, etc. Very nice. But this makes a day similar to Yom Kippur? Yes. Similar to Yom Kippur, yes. Why? Because 2 special days in Jewish calendar come after Tshuva. Yom Kippur come after Tshuva of Elul. Tu B'Av come after the Tshuva of Tisha B'Av. Celebrate special day after Tshuva is another stage. It's now because we have few hours before the fast is over. And this is very special time. When we take this time in the right way, we have easy pass for Yom Kippur. Is I would like to share with you one aspect about this time. What is unique about this few hours before Yom Kippur left? Before Tu B'Av, before Tisha B'Av left. ששולחן ערוך עם אור החיים, עם סימן, תף קוף נון תת, סעיף יוד, זה רמה קמנסי, והולכים על הקברות, מיד כשהולכים מבית הכנסת. אף אם הפיניס זה קינות, זה רמה קמנסי, זה קסטמיז, to go to visit to visit family in the cemetery, if it's possible. And come, and the Mishnah Berurah explain why, שיבקשו עלינו רחמים. They will ask רחמים about us. Why only in Tisha B'Av? Why only in Tisha B'Av? Understand, the Mishnah Berurah continue and say to us, if we not have Jewish cemetery, we can also come and look of a Jewish cemetery to give us to feel we same is almost dead people after Beit HaMikdash destroyed. Okay, this I understand, to make us more humble. But if we go to the cemetery in Tisha B'Av afternoon, and the reason is why? שיבקשו עלינו רחמים. All the relatives, all the people who go to pray, they will ask רחמים of us. Why only in Tisha B'Av? Why not in any other fast day? This is question number one. Question number two, the Gemara saying Kiddushin, the Flamed Alef Amud Bet, about Rabbi Abahu. Rabbi Abahu come and say, you have special son. The name is Avimi. And Avimi have five children. And every time when Rabbi Abahu come to visit his son, Avimi, and he knock on the door, the son say, 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute, and he ran by himself to open the door for his father. And Rishonim come and say, he was very old, and still he say to the children, I want to make the mitzvah by myself. Mitzvah bo yoter mi b'shlucho. I want to do this by myself. One day, his father, Rabbi Abahu, come knock on his door. He's run to open the door for him, and he walk into the house and sit on the chair, and he say to his son, please, go bring me a cup of water. He go to bring him a cup of water. In the meantime, he falls asleep on the chair, on the couch. And Rav Avimi wait with a cup of water in his hand until his father wake up to give him immediately what he asked. And it takes a few hours. After a few hours, what he wait with a lot of patience, he give him the cup of water, and he say, now I understand. One chapter in Tehillim, what was very difficult for me for many years. In Tehillim, we say, Mizmor le'asaf, Ba'u goyim nachlatecha, Timu et echal kodshecha. Nation come, destroyed Beit HaMikdash, blood all over the street in Yerushalayim. We talk about Churban HaBayit. And he asked, why? Mizmor le'asaf. We celebrate something. Is kina le'asaf. Is azer kina. And he say, when I wait until my father wake up to give him the cup of water, I get answer. I give answer to myself. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Samigdash, but he don't destroy our nation. From this reason is mizmor le'asaf. And my second question is, why Chazal connect the time when Rav Avimi wait his cup of water to give to his father to the answer what he have of his question? Why is Kina Le'asaf not Mizmor Le'asaf? Why one connect to each other? Chazal come and say to us, Rav Avimi and answer why the pasuk say kina mizmor la'asaf, not kina la'asaf. Kosh Baruch Hu feel upset, he can destroy all of us, and he destroyed his house. He keep us alive. Why Chazal connect this to the story what he wait beside his father until he wake up and give him the cup of water? And the last question is, in all the Torah, Yitzchak and Rivka, no question, have a lot about what to talk. Two children, one opposite from the other. One is the son of Ima, one is the son of Abba. Rivka ohevet et Yaakov bna, she like Yaakov. Esav ohevet Esav. Yaakov ohevet, Yitzchak ohevet Esav bno. But what we have for good forever in the Torah, one pasuk, conversation between Yitzchak and Rivka. One posuk. And the posuk is, Rivka say to Yitzchak, katzti bechayai, מפני בנות חטא, אם יעקב לוקח אישה מבנות חטא למליחאים. All my life is no more relevant if יעקב go to marry girl from ארץ כנען. יצחק listen to his wife and he send them to Padan Aram. But when Rivka say, קצתי בחיי, I despise my life, if you go to marry girl from ארץ כנען, the leather kuf is small leather. Small leather. And every time when you have in the Torah, big or small leather, Chazal come and ask, why this leather is different from other normal leathers? And Baal HaTurim explained to us, the reason is, because Esav go to destroy it, Bet HaMikdash, what the size of Bet HaMikdash is, Mea Amma, under Amma. This is what Baal HaTurim explained, from this reason the leather kuf is small leather. And the question is, how Esav walk in to this conversation? This very serious conversation between Ima and Abba, with who Yaakov go to marry? Girl from Eretz Knan or girl from Padan Aram? How Esav walk into this conversation? The reason why the letter kuf of the word katzti, I despise my life if you marry girl from Eretz Israel, is small letter to teach us Esav go to destroy Bet HaMikdash. But the size of Bet HaMikdash is under Tama. How we explain this? This we need to understand. These three questions will bring us to see something very, very interesting. In these few hours, what left before Tisha B'Av is over is again short and clear. Why only in Tisha B'Av? Rama and Shulchan Aruch come and teach us. We have some custom to go to visit relatives in Bet HaChaim, in the cemeteries. They will meorer rachmim. They will ask rachmim of us. Why only in Tisha B'Av? Question number two. Why Rav Avimi, what he wiped his cup of water to give to his father, only in this time he understand why the Pasuk in Tehillim say, Kina le'as, mizmor le'as abar goyim nachlatecha. Mizmor, we celebrate. What we celebrate, he said. Why we not say, Kina le'as? Is the answer what he gave to himself? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed his Bet HaMikdash. But he don't destroy us. But why is this connect to the time what he wait to give to his father a cup of water? And the last question is, when Rivka say to Yitzchak, Yaakov cannot marry any girl from Eretz Kna, no question. And if he marry, katzti b'chayai, my life is come miserable, I despise my life. If this will happen. The leather kuf is small leather. Why small leather? To teach us Esav go to destroy Bet HaMikdash. Who talk about Esav? This conversation about Yaakov, for what place he go to find his wife? The answer of these questions is follow. Rivka, come and say to Yaakov, my dear son, I got to ask you to do something what you don't do in your life. You go to lie your father. He will ask you, who are you? You will say to him, Abba, I am Esav. I am your older son. And he say, Ima, to go to lie? Yes. I'm your mom. And the Torah say to you, we go to read this coming Shabbos, Kabed et avicha ve et imecha. Listen to your mom, have respect to your mom. Ima, Yaakov say to Rivka, in same Torah, what I need to honor you, to have respect to you, we also know we're not allowed to lie. Yes, my son, I know. I know. But I say this to you, Benevua and Navi allowed to tell us, or Acha for a short time, not to keep one of mitzvot Torah. And this is what I say to you now, word by word, say Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Word by word, he says this. And the lesson of Or HaChaim HaKadosh is, Agam Shiesh Medvarim Elu Gneva Da'at, you go to lie your father, still you need to listen to your father. You need to listen to me. Not only because mitzvah kibud avayim, because this is nevuah, and in nevuah, Navi allowed to say to us, la'avor al mitzvah mimitzvot ha-Torah, lefisha. Lefisha. It's from this reason, listen to me. He go to listen, he still, the bracha, he understand he cannot stay in Eretz Yisrael, His father also sent him to Padan Aram. When he arrived, and he asked about the family, what his parents asked him to check, Lavan, Betuel, and in order to get information he can get only if he stay around the well, what everyone come, this place, easy to get all the information about his family. And in the middle of the conversation, what he talked to the shepherds, Rachel arrived. And the pasuk say, Vayikra asher ra'a Yaakov et Rachel, when Yaakov see Rachel, who is Rachel? Bat Lavan achi imo. She is the daughter of Lavan and my mom. Brother, Lavan achi imo. Ve'etzo Lavan achi imo. Again, Lavan is my mom, brother. And Vayashke etzo Lavan, third time achi imo. Why is it to us? This is three times. Lavan is Rivka, brother. Why? Come, Avinu B'chai, and explain. The reason why Yaakov Avinu moved the rock from the well, not to impress Rachel. Maybe this can open some conversation. Who knows? Maybe go to marry Rachel. Definitely not. He said to himself, I don't believe in my life. I go to lie. Anyone can vachomer my father. I don't believe in my life. I go to live Eretz Israel. This happened only because I listened to my parents. It's from this reason, everything what I have in front of my eyes now is my parents. And anything what connect to them, direct or indirect, this is for me aspect of Kibud Avayim. Who is Rachel? The daughter of Lavan. Who is Lavan? My mom, brother. I have aspect of Kibudem. I go to help Rachel. And now the question is, why we need to honor our parents? Why we need to honor? You look at me and say, what? What kind of question is what? Why we need to honor our parents? How more we honor our parents is only one drop in the big ocean. What they do for us, biyodim or beloyodim, all the time. How more we appreciate is not enough. Is what kind of question I ask? The answer is, because when we arrive in Mara, after Kriyat Yamsuf, we get set of few mitzvot, what you don't have before. The pasuk say, Sham sam lo chok u'mishpat. Tanya, 10 mitzvot nitzavu Yisrael b'mara. We have 7 mitzvot bnei Noach. What new we get? New dinim, new law, Shabbos, and kibud av ha'em. Gemara in Sanhedrin, nun zayin. Kibud av ha'em is new mitzvah. Kibud av ha'em is something naturally. Anyone have kibud av ha'em in some level. What does it mean is new mitzvah? Comes a chatam sofer, Reb Tzadok HaKohen Milublin, the Maharal, many other, and explain his follow. The Gemara come and teach us in Masechet Brachot. Shammai ve'ilel argue 3 years, if tov lo la'adam shenivra, or tov lo la'adam shelo nivra. After 3 years, they come to conclusion, tov lo la'adam shelo nivra. If tov lo la'adam shelo nivra, better not to born. Ima Abba, why you bring me to this world? Tov lo la'adam shelo nivra. Why I need to listen to you? Why I need to honor to you? Why I need to have respect to you? Tov lo la'adam shelo nivra. Is really why we need still to try to do the best with kibud av ha'em? Why? The reason is, we need to make kibud av ha'em. The base reason is, kabed et avicha ve'et imecha, kaasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Kaasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask me, I like, I don't like, is easy, is not easy, is not relevant. Yes, no question. Amor, we honor them, is only one drop in the big ocean. What we need to appreciate them and to do everything for them, no question. But the base reason is, Kaasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. This is the base reason. If it's Kaasher tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, above this, Amor, we say, why we need is right. Come, Rivka, and say, my dear son, Yaakov, your brother come very famous all over the world. Because what? Kibud, Avahem. What you honor me in Abba, Rivka say. But the reason why he honor us, because the benefits what he get. Im Abba, thank you what you bring me to this world. I can steal, I can kill, I can do what I like. Moreover, when you will come old, I will care about you. I will come old, my children care about me. Everything what benefits he can get. And from this reason, of kibud av v'em, what he have, afal pi, the reason is, what benefits he can get from this? Probably, his children will destroy Bet HaMikdash. The reason why they will have power to destroy Bet HaMikdash, because it's mitzvah of Esav. I would like, my son, if this will happen, you will children have the opportunity to rebuild Bet HaMikdash. To make Bet HaMikdash come back to us. How? If you make the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Em in the pure way, in the clean way, and this is Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you ask me this, what I do. I like, I don't like, easy, comfortable, is not relevant. It's now. I know you don't want to lie your father. I know you don't want to live Eretz Israel. But do this Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha. Kabed et Avicha ve'et Imecha. And this, if you will do, Be'ezrat Hashem, your children will have the opportunity because it's mitzvah to bring Bet HaMikdash back. In other end, when we go to say in Mincha in afternoon, Nachem, Tzion, Tfilat Nachem, Yerushalayim Mincha Berachamim Tashuv, Betechazena Eneinu, one of the way what we can bring the redemption more quick, Kibud Av V'Em. Kibud Av V'Em. And to show this to you in other way, Chazal come and teach us about son and father, what a business of jewelries, special stones. The name is Dama Ben Netina. One day, we miss in the Choshen, one stone, Yashve, stone number 12. And they understand, if they really want to get this stone, they have one chance, by Dama and Netina. They have all type of jewelries, and stones, and they arrive to the house, and Netina and Dama open the door, and they say to him, we go to pay you 1,000 zeuvim, huge amount of money, please check if we have the stone, what we look for, Yashve. He say, okay, wait for me a few minutes, he walk inside to the room, his father takes some nap, he put the legs on the box, he say, I'm sorry, not now. Not now? They understand more money. They say 10,000 zeuvim. In the meantime, his father wake up. Father wake up and he give. And he walk in, he shows him the box with the jewelry, with the stones, and they pick the right stone. As I want to pay him 10,000 zeuvim, he says, sorry, I don't take money for Kibud Av V'Em. And what kind of stone they miss? Number 12, Yashve, stone not belong to Binyamin. And Chazal come and teach us why Bet HaMikdash build in the property of Binyamin. Why? Because Binyamin have Kibud Av. Kibud Av don't have opportunity. His father passed away. His mother passed away, but Kibud Av he have. All the brothers don't have Kibud Av V'Em. Why they don't have Kibud Av V'Em? Because the cell is brother. From this reason, the Bet HaMikdash build in his property. Now they miss one of the stone of Big De Kihuna. It means Avodah is not perfect. How they get this stone? Because mitzvah Kibud Av. And what kind of stone would belong to Binyamin? Is we see how this mitzvah is so special. This help us to bring Bet HaMikdash more quick. Now, Moravi Rabotai, Kibud Av V'Em is not only between us to our parents when they're alive, also after they passed away. And listen something, I take this with you for life. The best friend of David HaMelech is Yonatan. Yonatan died in the war against Plishtim with his father, King Shaul. And before David HaMelech buried his best friend, he said a few words to him. And he said to him, Tzar li alecha, achi Yonatan. I miss you a lot. Mifleta avat chali mi'avat nashim. The love between you and me was bigger between love between husband and wife. And this pasuk, people use this rachmana litznam to the wrong way. How we explain this? Statement of David HaMelech. Listen, remember this all your life. David HaMelech said to Yonatan, Yonatan, soon your neshama go up. Can I ask you one question? Your father was king, King Shaul. You can't lead, you can't take the leadership after your father. Why you put so much effort to give me the leadership? Your father almost killed you. He asked you about me. He asked you, where is David? And you give him some reason. I have family celebration in Bethlehem. You understand? It's not right. It's not true. He almost killed you. Why you do this for me? We can stay best friend for good. Also, if you will come the king. You know why, Jonathan? Jonathan, who is your great-grandfather? Binyamin. Who is the mother of Binyamin? Rachel. Who is my great-grandfather? David HaMelech say, Yehuda. Who is the mother of Yehuda? Leah. Nifleta avat chali, the love, what you show to me, mi ahavat nashim. Start because the love between Rachel and Leah. Rachel bring Leah to the house of Yaakov. This bring you to understanding the DNA. HaKadosh Baruch Hu want, I will come the king after your father. I don't deserve anything. It's not because me, because your grandmother makes this with my grandmother. And many times in life, we can feel something happened, Shidduchim or many other things. Wow, for sure, Savta and Saba, they make this in the other world. Is Memele, we understand now, if Rivka go to say to Yaakov, let your father take the bracha. And later she say to Yitzchak, you need to find wife, not from Eretz Knaan, only from Padan Aram. And he knows this will come very difficult for Yaakov. And if he will listen, he makes the kibud avayim in the pure way. And he can rebuild Bet HaMikdash if Esav will destroy it. From this reason, the letter Kuf is small letter. Baal HaTurim say, to teach us how we go, Esav, to destroy Bet HaMikdash. And he really wants the children of Yaakov to go to rebuild this. How? Through the mitzvah of Kibud Avahem. Kibud Avahem. This also one interesting aspect, how this can bring us more close. Yerushalayim Yirchah Berachamim Teshuv. And to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu rebuild completely Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Now we understand when the Chazal come and teach us about Avimi, who was old man and he still said to his children, when my Abba come, I run to open the door, I serve him, I give him everything. And one day he walk in and he takes some nap on the couch and his son, Avimi, wait, stand up and wait for hours. A moment when he wake up, he give him the cup of water to show us what kind of kibud have he have. And in this time, yes, in this time, he understand when we have the nevuah of David HaMelech, Mizmor le'asaf, ba'u goyim nachlatecha, timu etechal kodshecha, samu et Yerushalayim le'im, HaKadosh Baruch Hu go to destroy to Yerushalayim, and he ask himself, year after year, why is Mizmor le'David? Why is not Kina le David. In this moment he gets the answer. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Bet HaMikdash. But he not destroyed us. He keep us, Am HaNetzach, for good forever. From this reason is Mizmor le'Asaf. Is Mizmor le'Asaf. In the sadness, in the darkness, we have the light. It's not 3 weeks of Poranuta, 7 weeks of Nechemta. It's 10 together. From the 3 difficult time, darkness time, comes the 7 beautiful time and new light will start. As we see something very, very interesting. How? Kibud Avahem. When they're alive, and after they passed away, can bring us close to generation. And wow, and why? Because before the redemption will take place soon, B'siyata Dishmaya, what does the Novi say? Hine Anochi Sholeach Lachem Et Eliyah Navi, Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem HaGadol VeHanora, VeHashiv Lev Avot Al Banim, VeLev Banim Al Avotam. What he will do before the redemption? Connect generations. When we show this before he arrive, he will arrive more quick. He will arrive more quick. End of Tisha B'Av, how we say before, is special time, unique time. Is an outside, yes, all the dinim take place. He said, day, we don't say shalom, we don't have any open conversation, etc. All dinim avelu take place still. But inside, big love between us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And something else, connect Tisha B'Av to Yom Kippur. The shoes. Why we take the shoes in Tisha B'Av? If it's aspect of sadness, why we do this in Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is not time of sadness. We celebrate day. Somebody will eat in Yom Kippur, and he need to eat, he say Ale V'Yavo. And if it's to show aspect of celebration, why we do this in Tisha B'Av? The answer is, the shoes take a lot of space in Torah and Chazal. The shoes, Hashem say to Moshe Rabbeinu, take out your shoes. When he talked to him in the desert beside Har Sinai. Shlomo HaMelech saying, Shir HaShirim, how we saw special people, Mayafu Pa'amayich Bane'alim Bat Nadiv. So honor about us, what we travel to Yerushalayim. When the brothers sell Yosef, we say in Mechirat Yosef, in Sefer Amos, Al Mochram Bakesef Tzadik, Ve'evion Ba'avur Na'alayim. When they sell the brother, they get money, and also they get, Chazal say Midrash, El Ezkira, get four set of shoes. Because they sell the brother, he don't everything almost cover his body. But you have some kamea, special blessing from his father, and from this kamea come some garment. The brother wants this. The Ishmaelim say, no, this happened after the deal. Compromise, after the argues, to give him the fourth set of shoes. His shoes take place in many, many other places, in Chazal. Somebody in Shiva take out the shoes, but in other end, somebody come home, he also takes the shoes. Is what is the definition of shoes? In the end of Tisha B'Av, we go to say the bracha of the shoes, what you do every day, she'asali kol tzorki, if you don't say the bracha in the morning. The answer is, shoes give us opportunity to travel from place to place, to walk from place to place. Somebody don't have shoes, he's stuck in one place. When somebody stay in Avelus in morning, we say to him, come down. Sit 1 week in one place. Look what you have before. Look what you miss. Ask yourself how you can fulfill what you miss and to continue to keep the consistency. This is on one end. In other end, somebody come back home, also he takes the shoes because he likes to stay in the house. If he can stay more house, he will stay. But he need to go to work, to many other activities to do. You go to Beit HaMikdash, you take the shoes. We like to stay in Beit HaMikdash for us a few hours, why not? We not come every day, but we cannot do this because we have long line, and the line is from Shaar Yafo. The time what I stay inside, I take the shoes. The Gemara come and teach us in Masechet Shabbat, sell something from in your house and buy shoes. Because shoes is also show distance between us to the ground. When God created Adam and Chava, he gave to both of them name. One name, Vayikra Shmam Adam. Adam because they come from the Adama, from the dirt. But in the same time, they have nation, Edame. To emulate, to Edame, Lakadosh Baruch Hu. Is we need to create some distance between us to the ground, to the land. But if you stay Al Adamat Kodesh, in the holy place, you don't need to create this distance. Somebody passed away, his brother, and he don't have children. His brother need to make yidum to his sister-in-law. If he don't want, he's mean he ran away from his responsibility. He get new title, Bet Chalutz Hanaal. As we see how the shoes so necessary in sad time and good time. When the brothers sell Yosef, this happened, Chazal say, Yom Kippur afternoon. And from this reason, we bring in Yom Kippur to say raising to goat, because they put the garment in blood of goat, looks same as blood of person. And Yaakov Avinu was a shepherd. He knows the difference between every blood. But blood from goat will make this more difficult for him to recognize. More difficult. From this we bring two seirim, Lashem, Lazazel, Kapara of Mechirat Yosef. Now listen, Moravi Rabotai, when this happened, Yom Kippur afternoon, what is the name of the prey in the end of Yom Kippur? Neila. Neila is also, soon I go back to my shoes, what I leave in the site for 24 hours. When I go back, what kind of shoes? Shoes what I have last year, shoes what I have before Yom Kippur, before Tisha B'Av. What sometimes I can give help and I don't give the help. I can give shoulder, I don't give the shoulder. Or shoes, what I got to use is to run, to do what I need to do, and to give help and hand and shoulder to anyone who needs this. And I can do this for him. This is special time now, before the fast is over. This is very special time. Yes. Tshuva mi'ahava of Klal Yisrael in time of Churban HaBayit, when we see the Kruvim give up to each other, affect also us. We can ask everything at this time. Say what we ask in Neila of Yom Kippur. And if we'll take this with us, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will try to do the best to use my shoes in the right way, a little bit better, ben adam lechavero. And I will try also a little bit better, a little bit. I do this, but to do a little bit more, ben odom. Leorab is our parents and grandparents. Is we can get the easy pass for Yom Kippur now, in the end of Tisha B'Av. And the echo would come out in the end of Yom Kippur. Lech echol besimcha lachmecha, shte belev tuv yemecha, kvar atza Elokim et maasecha. This echo, potentially, we can get in a few hours. When you go to eat after the fast is over. And we take ourselves step by step, up and up. With simcha and excitement and bracha. This is unique time, a special time. This is a time of moed. This is a time what we don't say tachnun. In Shivasa betamuz asara betevet we say, but not today. Is b'zat Hashem if we take this, if we mizoche how we say in the end of the slichot, ki nicham Hashem Tzion, nicham kol chorvoteah, v'yasa midbara ke'eden v'arvata ke'gan Hashem. We bezoch to the bracha, because this is what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants for us. How we say many times, and I do this again and again, it says this, Ine matov umanayim, shevet achim, gam yachad. What is mean gam? Matov umanayim, shevet achim yachad. What is gam? It's not necessary this word, because yachad, the acronym of the word yachad is, yesh chilukei deot. Yes, we have different opinions, but not chilukei levavot. We have one heart, one soul in different bodies. And when we have this perspective, and we feel this, after this 3 weeks, what almost over, B'siyata Dishmaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give to every one of us from now, only happiness, and elsi, and bracha, and yimalei kol mishalot libenu letova, B'siyata Dishmaya, ונזכה בזאת השם בזו השנה, לגאולה השלמה, מתוך ברכה, בריאות ושמחה.
Thank you so much, Rav Goldwicht. We're going to take just a 2-minute break and we'll continue with Michal Horowitz.